Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Summer house. Oh, wait, we're working. We're working. We're working.
Y'all, not to be a negative Nelly or Nancy or Nadine. First,
before we start a negative, welcome to Reality
Gaze. Welcome to Reality Gaze.
This is Reality Gaze. Shady. We're going to get a little shady today.
I want to zoom.
My name's Maddie, a.k.a. Matt Marr, and this bitch that's about to give a read is Jake Anthony, a.k.a. Poodle.
It's early, so my reading is very fundamental this morning.
The mind's sharp.
My reading glasses are on. I'm looking over them. I want to zoom out like we're a drone shot.
Okay.
Because, you know what? Honestly, maybe a couple of those would spice up this season. I think I feel for the people who edited and cut this season together. Because, yes, we had to create episodes out of a series. Now, because they are stuck in this house, and I'm saying stuck because they're all kind of feeling a little bit like political prisoners right at this point.
They are.
And this is episode 4. So it's going to get worse. There are going to be knockdown dragouts, I'm sure.
It's going to get worse.
So this is the closest thing I can call this is kind of real world meets Big Brother.
Yeah.
But with less of the voyeurism. Yeah. And more produced. And the thing about Big Brother is that you love the non-produced nature of it. They just show you live things. Yes, they're going to show you clips. They're not going to show you everything. And yes, Big Brother is produced in a way. But
it's connected to this game.
Yes. And this is just people who have careers who happen to be attractive working in a house due to a pandemic, and they kind of had stories.
That's this season. You know what the problem is with this show, this season at least? They're all too old. Everyone's too old. Like, if they were all 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, it would be
more interesting, yeah.
Just the way we all were, stupid young people doing stupid and being dramatic, but they're all like late 20s, early 30s. So that's when you're talking about that's old.
But,
well, did you listen to Lindsay when they said, "What's your birthday going to be?" And Lindsay said, 34. And they were all like, "Oh my God." She was like, "I know." And I was like,
"Yikes." Let me know what 34 is like, Lindsay.
But don't you think...
I'll get there one day.
If they took the age range and just bumped it down like by like 5 or 6 years...
Yeah, but that's not the concept of the show. The concept of the show is these people have known each other for 5 years. Well, three. Most of them 3 years. The new ones. But I want to keep pulling back my view and trying to think why... Because especially with season 3 and season 4, why I was like, oh, I'm into this. I'm into these people, and this is their weekend. This is them letting go. And now it seems like we're trying to manufacture things to keep them from not putting guns in their mouths.
Yes, I agree with that.
That's what it feels like to me.
Well, also, too, something that was interesting about the show normally is there would be dramatic action that either they would create or that would take place during the week.
That we didn't
see. Someone would call someone, someone would text someone, someone would meet up with someone. We wouldn't see any of that, but we saw the ramifications of that when it unfolded on the weekend.
And there was
they're all here. Everything happens here.
And there was this, I feel like we're talking about, remember how it used to be back in the old days of Summer House?
It used to be a Summer House.
But there used to be this kind of, let's get away from the city. Oh, I want to get away. And this, so it became kind of escapist television. Now it is, these people are literally trapped together. And they're trying to seem like they're on a vacation, but they're really just trapped in a house.
And it's so sad because they have all this free food, this free booze. They have this beach. They have this pool. It's such a trauma to them.
I know, but it's just such a weird experience.
It's weird.
Because it's, in a way, it's not like the real world because it's much more glamorous than that. But you know, and it's not like Big Brother either because there's no main goal. So my question is, whither, Summer House? In other words, what's the purpose of all this besides ratings? I'm thinking too heady for reality shows, and it's because it's early and I've had 3 cups of coffee, but I don't know.
Yeah, you might want to set that cup down.
You're going to have to kind of lead me. I wrote down exactly what happened, but I'm probably going to keep coming back to these existential questions. Okay.
So I'm going to be like your mother when she was a child and she put you on a leash. Mm-hmm. And every time you were in the zoo and you wanted to go see the penguins again for the fourth time, she would yank you back.
I fully support child leashes. I would have died.
You would have actually died. Someone would have taken you. Yeah.
Someone would have taken me. I was a beautiful child. It's like when you like when you I was you could just steal me. Look at that little puppet.
But you couldn't because you were on a leash.
Exactly. But I fully support those harnesses, and it wasn't a leash. It was a harness. So it was,
and it kind of prepared him for his adult sex life. Mama didn't know
when I put on the dog mask.
He's like, wait, this feels y'all, mama, are you here?
That's a thing. If you've That's never seen on the internet, especially in the LGBT community, I think mostly with men, though.
I don't get it. I don't want a leather mask on my
face. I don't want puppy play, and I don't want to act like a dog.
No. Speaking of dog, if y'all have not listened, I have to say, not to pat ourselves on the back, and I know Christina's making a meme of it.
Oh, no.
But if you haven't listened to our Mary and Millions episode and our Reality Gaze Theater with Rudney and Desiree, where she calls him a dog, you're missing out.
It looked like you were doing a scene from like an Arthur Miller play.
I really fell into it. Thank you. Thank you.
I was kind of just like sitting back and watching you perform.
I really need a Desiree wig. I really need those bangs. Oh, God.
Just you'll need a time machine.
I will.
That hair. Let's talk about this show. Let's talk about Summer House.
Y'all, it's Friday. We're going to get drunk. Oh, wait, we're working. Friday. So, y'all, okay. So, kind of where the moment of some type of dramatic tension happens is we get a little info of. So, this is the day after the fallout with Hannah and Luke, and Hannah kind of completely falling apart and Luke not knowing what's happening. Well, Sierra and Hannah see each other that morning, and they both kind of eye each other, and Sierra's like, are you okay? And Hannah's like, are you okay? And then they're kind of like, I think
we're
I'm
both okay.
Okay, you're okay. Yeah, I'm but okay.
They do talk about how angry Luke is and how Sierra is even kind of like, I had such high hopes for Sierra. I hope it gets better.
She's too nice.
Yeah. It's less normal than that. She's too normal.
She's too normal.
She's like Danielle. We don't know enough really about her.
Like, I think she's probably wonderful to hang out with and like have a drink with, and you have a great conversation. That's not what we want on reality TV. I want
Hannah and Paige, because I will be honest, Hannah had issues this episode. Only thing keeping the drama going.
She is, but I really, season. Y'all, I thought CR was going to be like Ashley on Southern Charm.
Oh,
just like a shot, shot of methamphetamine and anger.
Oh, Trashly.
Oh, Trashly.
I think...
But Sierra's kind of overlooked. She's kind of like, even though he apologized to me, she said, seeing someone who gets that angry and treats her friend like that,
she's not interested.
I'm not touching that. I'm done. This is the problem with Sierra. She was raised right.
Yeah, I got to agree with you.
As we say back home, she was raised right.
There's just not as much. She doesn't crave the drama. Like, Hannah craves drama. She is.
Yeah. Now, Sierra's going to be in Winterhouse, right?
Yes.
So she's going to be, well, y'all, and that's going to be the Winterhouse. That's going to be a show with Austin and Craig. We say we're not going to watch. We are. We're going to watch it.
I don't know if we're going to cover the whole thing.
I don't know if we're going to cover it. It might be some bi-curious episodes, but I am interested to see how Ciara acts with two quote-unquote Southern gentlemen, because nobody is from the South. So I'm interested to see how she'll be.
She would totally hook up with Austin.
I think she totally would, too.
In a second.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So not Craig, because he would just talk about how pretty her hair was.
I would love for Craig and Luke to have sex. That'd be great.
Now that I don't think will happen.
You play hockey? Oh my God. My butthole is like a hockey puck. It's so smooth. You just go,
I mean, I don't think there's ever been such a talk of smooth assholes from anyone.
Yeah, all Craig assholes so smooth. So keep going. Sorry.
Just luxurious, really.
Luxurious, really. It's true.
So basically, Luke is calling his sister because
his
sister.
The Abu Dhabi of assholes is where you want to go. It's glorious.
Abu Dhabi. Shangri-La.
Yes. I want to go to Abu Dhabi. It's supposed to be fancy.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. That's why I say Abu Dhabi is supposed to be so opulent.
I thought that was like, where is it?
It's one of the richest places in the world.
No, I'm sure it is.
It's not just where Garfield sends Nermal. Like two people got that joke.
No, I got it because I had I collected Garfield books. Wait, that makes me sound like a real nerd, and I just said that out loud.
We better keep going about this show. Just
when a new Garfield book would come out, I'm like, Mama, can I have I need money for the Garfield book.
Same.
I wonder where those are. My mother probably threw them out.
You know why we related to Garfield? Because we couldn't stop eating lasagna either.
I still don't like Mondays. And I related to him because Garfield was a reader. Garfield could read you, and she was a bitch.
She was a bitch.
I related to that. So Luke is talking to his sister, and he's like, my sister really helps me understand women. Well, she did a shitty job.
I mean, she helped a little bit.
He knows nothing about women.
Keep trying, sister. Keep trying. She does give him some good advice that she basically, she said, you know, I heard you say love you on the phone, and she basically calls it out and gets to the root of it in like what Hannah and Luke can't do, his sister gets to in 5 seconds.
Yeah. And I mean, She's right. And the same thing, I think Hannah made up a lot in her mind about where they were.
And her sister kind of said that, where she said she probably has feelings for you that she didn't want to admit.
Totally.
Which is kind of, I think, a nice way of saying, I think she kind of really took this to another level.
Yeah. And she romanticized it, or he romanticized it too. They were like best friends, and they loved each other.
They both actually had a different version in their heads of what was happening because they didn't communicate about it well, which happens a lot to people when you're first dating. And if you can kind of figure out both expectations and both fantasies, and then y'all can help pop that bubble together, that's when you see relationships get better and start to work out.
You know what really helps? To have like a good 20-minute bucking, and then you're very open to discuss all this.
That's true, actually.
I mean, it is. You know, I've had some of my best relationship discussions after being plowed and I was breathless and sweaty.
Yeah, your defenses are down.
My defenses.
And also your dopamine is flooded because you just shot all over your bedpost.
And my eyes are going around and around.
Twirly.
And like Sir Hiss, Robin Hood.
You know what? You need to get a steady boyfriend who become friends with me, and he can just text me, and he'll just, I'll get a text, and he'll say, I'm done. And I'll know that's when you just have sex, and I need to come over and talk to you about business so you don't get stressed out.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm just sitting in the living room with a coffee, and you walk out in your robe and take the coffee.
I'm like, okay, what's the agenda for today?
And I'll just say,
do.
And I'll just send a text. Thank you, Malcolm. Worked again. Whatever.
Or you just see like a, you just see a little thing on a little map thing that's just a flag planted.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's basic. So Luke kind of takes that in, and then
Kyle and Carl get their pump on.
They're working out. Ooh. They're talking. They look hot. Carl's butt is so cute, isn't it? He's got the cutest little ass.
They're real hot.
And you know what, Kyle, I don't think Kyle has a nice penis, but and his face sometimes
gets really cute, though.
But he's very cute. He has a wonderful body. I would totally be in that sandwich. Basically, again, Carl's like, oh, I'm working for an alcohol company. I don't drink. It's amazing.
Yeah, I wonder how long that'll last.
Y'all, there's this whole segment that I just can't recap of them talking about distributing alcohol, and people are drinking in COVID, and they can't get it to them in time. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and then they do kind of talk about both Carl and Carl and Kyle kind of talk about Hannah and how kind of like the same like bro talk of she's kind of crazy. She's crazy this season. So it kind of that is the foreshadowing that's going to lead
foreshadowing
us
foreshadowing that's pumping up.
Those are the dramatic devices editors are giving us. I want to talk about it looks like the other drama, the other seed that's planted is Lindsay's, both her birthday and anniversary are coming up with Steven. Can you imagine the pressure of that day?
An Anna birthday is, y'all, if you're a man and your girlfriend or wife has an Anna birthday, I'm sorry. Oh, I am so sorry.
Especially if your girlfriend or wife is like Lindsay. Their expectations are so high.
That is going to be, I used to have a best friend. We're no longer best friends because we ended the friendship, thankfully, actually. Y'all, if you have a friendship that ends sometimes, or someone doesn't like you,
why are you going to talk about me when I'm here?
Don't talk about me like I'm not here. Or if you have a friend that unfriends you on Facebook or whatever, instead of being butthurt, be, what, did I just get a gift?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you
were
get
given
a gift. But anyway, that certain friend, his birthday was December 30th, and oh my God.
Around New Year's.
If you have somebody who has a birthday around New Year's or Christmas, good luck. Which I have another friend who has a birthday on January 2nd, and she's still my best friend, and she's wonderful about it. And we try to do, but oh man, Lindsay is going to be like him in that there was always this, he expected all of his best friends to like plan this big birthday, but we couldn't ask his opinion on it because he always wanted it to be a surprise and didn't want to know about it. That's Lindsay. She's going to want to like, don't tell me. Is it great? Are we doing something? Are we going to like, are we renting out a whole club? Don't tell me. And Steven's going, no, we were going to go on a picnic in a park and that was it. But I guess I'm going to change my plans.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. So I don't even want to talk about the whole mess of the mullets and things like that. It wasn't interesting to me. The drinking games?
No, it wasn't interesting at all. We should mention, too, this was a little bit more interesting of just Kyle and Amanda in the car kind of greasing the same wheel of they're going to ship to work to send merch for Loverboy because Amanda's made a lot of money. Yay.
Amanda seems like has made all the merch money for Loverboy.
Great. Good for you. don't send me any. Amanda, actually some of it's cute. I'm not going to lie.
No, it is cute stuff. It's real cute. It's cute stuff.
She does a good job. I can't shade her on that. So Amanda, and actually I do like Amanda more and more. I used to not. I like her more and more, but one thing that she's kind of blinded by, Kyle thinks, is that she is loyal to Hannah no matter what. She's a very loyal friend.
Yeah.
But And I think Kyle won't admit this because he's not, and this is going to play out. He's not in, I don't think because he's a guy, he doesn't get to talk about this so much. Maybe Carl would because he's a little bit more open to sensitivity. What really bothers Kyle about that is Kyle wants someone, he wants his fiance to be always on his side and totally. Be his cheerleader. And he can't express that. For him, it's a like it's an either or that when she sides with Hannah, that means she's against
him. Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound sexist. A lot of men, but just from doing couple counseling and stuff, a lot of men do think about binary things of either right. or. Where women are much better being like, I can take her side and right. still love you as much. I don't think Kyle understands that.
No, he doesn't because he says you are for me or against me.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So that's kind of the conversation in the car that we're leading up to as well.
I think Amanda is in a really, really tough position. Because with yes. someone like Kyle, who you are, they're in love and they are kind of have to stand as a unit. So because she's always going to support him. So because he needs that. He's not comfortable with her kind of either not being around him all the time or her kind of hanging out with maybe taking someone else's side. And for her, Hannah's the same way. She's not comfortable when she doesn't feel that Amanda is not completely on her side.
That's true. I said it was a sexist comment, whereas Hannah thinks a lot like Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, they're similar in a lot of ways. Hannah would probably hate for us to hear us say that.
Yeah,
but
she probably would. That's true. You know, we're calm as we see it. Hannah and Luke are talking again.
You know what? We're going to tease people. Before we get into that, everybody,
good idea.
We're going to take a little break and we'll be right back.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
All right. So we get, this is Conversations with Luke and Hannah Part 2, because obviously we haven't cleared anything up.
Nothing. Talking about this.
When you're talking with a fedora on, there's little that can be discussed and actually fruitfully discussed. There's very little that can be discussed with someone with a fedora on.
How many times have you made out with a man wearing a fedora?
Lots, because it's better not to not talk. I didn't say you couldn't make out with them, but you don't have fruitful discussions with men,
especially when you're in Silver Lake.
No,
that's true.
You're gonna talk about, I don't know, the new Bon Iver album.
Yes, or
you know, that's way too mainstream. You're gonna talk about, oh God, how good the Clash was, and no one knows it.
Exactly. Let's move on. Let's talk about this. So y'all, they're going outside to talk, and
Luke, the jewelry designer, hockey coach.
Yes.
that is a hyphenate, by the way.
Yeah.
He says, I take responsibility for leading you on, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And then he's kind of crying, and I don't want to fight with you. Give me a hug. And then we both cry. I don't want to fight. It's kind of nice. And then everyone starts drunk cleaning.
Well, I want to say Hannah does. She does. They do drunk clean. Hannah does says, I didn't realize I had the feelings for you that I had. And right. I got hurt by that. And Luke said, we have chemistry. I love you, but I led you on. And that's where she was like, I don't want to fight with you. I want to confide with you. And she says, we need to set boundaries and we need to be more platonic. And he said, I agree.
Yep.
And that's kind of how they end that. And we're going to talk about this later, but I feel like something deeper is going on with Hannah. She's just kind of an emotional, raw mess this season.
Yeah. I don't know, like, if it's the pandemic or being away. You know, the rumors are, and she basically confirmed this when we had her on the show, is that she was kind of in a new relationship when they filmed the show. And so maybe that was affecting. She's been really emotional. Yeah. She's been kind of like...
And that's great. I don't mean that it's like it's okay a crazy
to be,
thing.
It's okay to be emotional.
I just want to use the word. The word I'd want to say is like emotionally raw.
Yeah.
It feels like she's really just can't really hold and very quick to cry. And yeah. It just worries me. I'm like, I hope
hair trigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So y'all, everybody drunk's clean. Lindsay and Steven fuck in the bathroom. It's a regular Friday night. And then it's Saturday.
I think Sierra, we do get a little bit of Sierra talking to her mother and her cat. And again, it seems like very normal.
Very
normal. At least Sierra does clean her room before she talks to her mom.
She does. She even says, because Sierra's messy, but she cleans her room. She says, my mom did not try to be my friend. She didn't want to be my friend. She wanted to be my parent.
Right.
So she was strict, but that's
same
my mom.
Girl. I think, but we're seeing the division a little bit, and that we're, and again, the editors are throwing little breadcrumbs for us that the three people who don't clean in the house, Sierra, Paige, and Hannah, and there's a little bit between all the others who clean.
Yes,
that's kind of the big rift here. So. Let's move on to beach time. Time to the beach. That's when we hear about the Anna birthday. I want to talk about the most interesting conversation I think we had was between Danielle, who really we never really hear about because she works all the time, and Sierra, and they're talking about, you know.
I don't really like to hear about her work, but this was an interesting conversation. Yeah,
in the workplace, she's like, I'm the only woman of color in my kind of in finance and I'm working with. And Sierra's kind of like, same girl. It's kind of like they're the only people who aren't white in the house.
Danielle made a comment that, again, as a white man, I never think about. Like, she's at the beach, and she's got her hair's curly, and it's kind of just beautiful and big and curly. And she said, I don't even wear my hair like this at work because I worried about it being Latina and being over-sexualized. And I went, that's some bullshit you have to deal with.
Yeah, she straightened her hair in previous seasons as well.
And Sierra talks about her kind of conversations of hair, about she kind of fits in, like, I can understand.
She loves being in scrubs because she doesn't have to worry about it.
And this idea of sometimes she's not black enough and sometimes she's too black or whatever that is, and trying to fit into that.
Well, she's talking about being a model.
About
she's
being
not light-skinned enough and she's not dark enough. She's like, so.
She calls it coily hair. Like, she would be dark and have, did she say coily?
I think so.
I can't remember the word.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are like, see, I don't mind these conversations about work that are actually interesting. But if I have to watch a video of fucking Danielle talking about the
getting in the quarterly reports,
the QEB report, I don't want to fucking hear it.
It's pretty awful. Then we have another foreshadowing that this is another kind of problem with Amanda, that she thinks she has to be all in everyone's business. Because she's upset. She tells maybe it was Kyle.
You know what? Yeah, it's true.
She's like, she needs to be, that Hannah did not tell her about his conversation with Luke.
About her conversation with Luke. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
She said, I can't believe she didn't confide in me about that. And I'm hearing that from other people.
Right. Amanda's caretaker. She's mom. She's the cook for everybody. Yo. So she thinks she needs to be, that's you, circa 2005.
I just realized why I liked Amanda. I'm Amanda, y'all.
You are.
I am Amanda. God.
You're better than you used to be. You're still a little bit Amanda, though.
I'm
a little bit Amanda. I'm a little bit better.
Yes, as Lindsay would say last episode, acts of service are my love language. So whether it's cleaning the kitchen.
Quality time.
Sucking your dick in an alley. Acts of service are my love language.
I want to talk about, so basically they come back from the beach and this is the big deal. We have our house. Kyle's like, I got to call a house meeting. Don't want to call a house meeting, but I guess I'm going to call a house meeting because I really love having a house meeting because I love talking. I love people listening to me talk.
Love being in charge.
So I agree.
That's what's hard about when Kyle's right about something. He's such a dick about being right.
He's a dick about it. Yeah.
Because he's just kind of a dick. An aggro personality and this machismo bullshit that he always has.
Yeah.
So it's hard even when he's right to be like, I see your point.
Well, it's all overcompensating because he's actually super sensitive and it's all overcompensating. I can see it as the act as it is. So this place, the next day, the house is a mess. And Sierra, and Kyle's like, so last night a few of us drunk cleaned, and she says there's a certain group of people who don't clean here, and obviously we know who they're talking about. Now the other two just kind of sat there like the cat who ate the canary.
Yeah, Sierra and Paige aren't saying a word.
Like just waiting for them to call him out, and he never says it. It's very passive aggressive. But Hannah's like, what do you mean? Blah 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 blah. Goes on the defensive right away. I want to say that Sierra says, why can't we just get a cleaning woman? But you can't because it's COVID.
It's COVID. So they can't do, and they normally do have that. Yep. So
Hannah also says, I don't drunk eat, so I shouldn't clean the kitchen. This is a fallacy, you guys. When you are in a shared house or a shared living environment, everyone has to pitch in the common areas. That's just it. You have a chore wheel, and everyone that way it's equal. You spread it out.
I agree.
Yeah. So a chore wheel would help everyone out.
I have to tell y'all, a chore wheel saved Poodle and I's relationship because y'all, Poodle is Hannah. Because Poodle, you're better than you used to be. But when we were roommates, you were a slob.
Yeah, I am.
And he's much, but that's a lot of that's, and I want to say, again, I go back to the age difference that I know Kyle's older than Hannah. And yes, Amanda is their age, but Amanda sometimes acts her age. And then most of the time she acts like a 40-year-old caretaker.
Right.
But I have to say,
I'm good with doing chores though. I just need to know which ones I need to do.
Poodle came up with the chores. And once we had the chore wheel, it was very, he was
unemotional.
It completely changed our living situation.
Yes.
So if you're in a room, and we made it out of cardboard, and we had
construction paper.
We would spin the wheel. We would all go, chore wheel, chore. And we would spin the wheel. And then we would, okay, that's the chores we had to do. Y'all, it was a lifesaver.
If you're in a roommate situation and you're disappointed with that, a chore wheel is going to save your life.
Especially
if you're
life.
With two or more people and you don't know who's going to clean, chore wheel. Chore wheel.
Although I will say, which we never thought about because we were young and broke, but still, there's three of us. Each of us could have pitched in $30 a month to have a cleaning person come once, and we should have done that. Yeah, we should have done that. Why did we never fucking think about that?
Even $30 a month for a while, that would have been rough. I don't know.
True.
I spent way too much. But when I was spending $20 per drink at Fiesta Cantina.
That's true.
I got to go for priorities.
That's true.
Dick sucking or cleanliness?
That's fair.
So anyway, Hannah freaks out.
What Kyle says, you're not really pulling your weight. And yeah. Hannah, I think, hears that as you're not lovable, like she, right. or something. She takes it fucking deep. And yeah. then she was, and then she says,
you're just jealous of me.
She says, you're just jealous of me. And then
that's
Kyle, because I agree with Kyle. Hannah immediately starts attacking him as a person.
Yeah.
And then Kyle responds with, in the very bro dick, he's like, I want to make it clear that I am never jealous of you.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, Hannah, that's a personal attack, and I'm just talking about cleaning, he then got personal. Y'all, because I'm telling you this now, Hannah won't admit this, Kyle won't admit this, they can't fucking stand one another.
No.
They cannot stand one another. They just can't. And I mean that not even a show. I think in real life, they give two fucks about one another.
Yeah. They get along the least of anyone.
And then it gets low because then Hannah, which really kind of sends Kyle off, Hannah says, look, and she brings Amanda into it, which is real shitty. She says, Amanda can tolerate Kyle.
You're treating
Amanda
me like a doormat.
Yeah, she was like, Amanda can tolerate you yelling at her, but I'm not doing that.
And then Amanda loses it.
She's just like starts crying, and Kyle's like, there you go. You're coming into my relationship when you're obsessed with Luke. He's like, you're not coming to my fucking wedding.
And Amanda throws a glass.
And so,
a plastic glass.
She was like, Hannah, I can't believe you said. And then Hannah's like, oh, okay. Oh, this. I'm out of this. And then Hannah's. And then, so, anyway, we're going to get to it. All goes bedlam. People are crying. They're all separate. Amanda runs off to the woods like a German fairy tale where she would normally find a fairy godmother who would give her like a dress and a different husband. Instead, she gets comforted by Sierra, I think.
Like that. Or Kyle. I don't know.
Hannah runs up to her room, but yet then Hannah runs up to the balcony, is just looking down and still yelling at people. And then Kyle goes and sits by the fire pit with Carlos. And now,
Carl,
I would like to play a game called Who's Crying Now?
Who's crying now?
Crying now. You were supposed to keep singing. I was doing the backup.
I don't know anymore.
Oh, God. All right, y'all. So, Poodle, we're going to play a game of Who's Crying Now?
How do we play this game?
I'm going to say the phrase, and then you're going to tell me if it's Hannah or Amanda that are crying.
These are nonsensical crying phrases.
Yes. Okay. I'll start off with an easy one. He didn't even say Hannah, but she took it so personally. I don't know.
That is a Chihuahua who was on the estate. No, it was Amanda.
Amanda. Okay. This is another one. I've been yelled at by men my whole life. It's done. It's done. If you speak to me, I'll speak back.
That is definitely Hannah.
Okay.
I want to have a bell that should ring when I get things right. Ding. Okay, here, go ahead. There we go. That's better.
We can't hear it. You use yours. Okay. There we go.
Shade button.
All right. You're stronger than this. You're stronger than this bullshit. Bullshit. Mama. Can you hear me? I want a hot dog.
That's tough. That could be. That sounds like me. I'm gonna say that is Hannah.
Yes, that is Hannah. Ding 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 ding. Okay. Let's do one more. I just want someone with a large penis to fuck me. I have to look in that small blonde dick every day.
Small dick. I don't think that was said, but I'm guessing that's Amanda.
I don't have a bell. Ding, 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 ding. And y'all, that ends the game.
Yay!
Who's crying now? Yay!
That was kind of a shitty game, but... Who cares?
Y'all, they're intercutting. I think Hannah says... She does, Hannah. I wasn't going to put this on the game because it's just too funny. Hannah does says, I hate yelling. I just want to eat. Same, girl. Same.
I think that's basically, there's only one little segment at the very end that with the next morning.
I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
God, I love Paige. I just love Paige.
Me too.
I love,
she's the way, star of the show.
I love the way she shadiness. Yes. I love the way she takes things in. I love the way she processes them. Y'all, because she's caught in the middle because she's friends with Amanda and Hannah. And so.
She did say if Hannah had told me that. Said the same thing to me about my relationship, I would not have thrown a glass at her. I would have thrown my whole body at her.
I would have thrown my whole body at her. And Paige is like, she's like saying like, you know, Paige was like, she said, you know, she told Hannah, she's like, you know, I maybe was a little tad aggressive. And she even tells Amanda that she was like, you know, she was like, that was a little bit aggressive and, you know, you're a great friend. And the man is like, I know I'm a great friend. I love that you say that. And so Amanda's like completely, why they're both like falling apart, y'all, is this has nothing to do with what actually just happened.
No, this is all stuff. It's all, I'm sure it's pandemic related. I'm sure it is Hannah's stuff. I'm sure Amanda's probably super feeling her feelings always, and which is not a bad thing, but you're right, totally.
Yeah. So anyway, my favorite line of the whole show is when Hannah's like, "So you can be Switzerland, or you can be able to just tell me." And Paige says, "I don't trust this lamp
because it's bugged."
Yeah, I'm suspicious of all. So anyway, y'all, I think that's basically it until we kind of get to the next day to our kind of teaser, right?
Yeah. I don't know what next episode's going to be like. Basically, it's just really sad, you guys. His mom, Carl's mom, calls, and his brother, who's had addiction and substance abuse issues, has just been found dead. So
we don't know what's happening.
He's crying. Yeah. He goes to Lindsay, and she's trying to comfort him. He
sucks. It's Lindsay's birthday. It's going to be Lindsay's birthday. So,
yeah. I'm sure he'll leave for the funeral. Or maybe he won't. I don't know.
In the previews, we didn't see him. I'm assuming he'll leave. I think he'll have to leave. Anyway, so our thoughts, our love.
Our love goes out to Carl.
If you need anyone to comfort you, Poodle's number is 555-6969.
Raw
dog.
And you guys, if you think you're having a problem with addiction or substances or alcohol, drugs or anything right now, y'all reach out and get help. This is the pandemic, especially right now. It's not an easy thing to do.
Not at all.
There are resources. Where can we go? Let me see.
There's a great place that there's the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration hotline. Mm-hmm. The helpline, that's 1-800-662-HELP. And that's a great place to start. Obviously, there's also if you want to look at AA and things like that, that you can just go to, I think it's just AA.org. Mm-hmm. You can go to AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, AA.org. You can find information there. You can find meetings there. But again, not everybody looks AA, so you can try the 800 number as well. So
yeah.
All the best to you. Y'all, that is the show. We're moving on. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com. Don't go to realitygaze.com because it's porn.
It's porn. And not porn, good porn, like we've said before.
Like we've said
before. Substandard gay porn.
That's true. Y'all, that's the show. Poodle, do we have a sign-on for this show?
No.
All right, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.